In a world where people are losing their minds, who will be the voice of sanity, of logic, of rationale, of morality, and truth? This podcast is looking for like-minded people to stand up to the insane and be real. The Recovery Atheist Podcast is calling you to step forward and be counted. Welcome to the Voice of Change. Welcome to the Recovery Atheist Podcast.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Recovery Atheist Podcast. And I want to say that I am so happy to be back with you tonight, to have you with me. I am back. It's like the rising of the phoenix, coming out of the ashes. I am back. It's been an interesting few months, to say the least. I'm in the process of trying to survive, trying to find a way to live. It turned into a nightmare in Minnesota. Just trying to stay afloat, trying to stay alive. I had no support really up there that I was using. The job situation, my mental health, everything like that went haywire. I was drinking heavily again to try to deal with it. Pretty much destroyed everything up there, including the house that I was living in, the room that I had. I had to get out of there. I was going to be dead soon. That's just the truth of it. What I was doing was killing me. So I had to come up with, what am I going to do to survive this? So I ended up getting an Amtrak ticket. I ended up packing up some clothes and some personal items. And I got on the Amtrak and the Greyhound bus in Chicago. And I came down to my mom and dad's here in Indiana, just north of Louisville, to take a break. To figure out what I needed to do. Once I was here, I realized that there was nothing in Minnesota for me anymore. There was nothing there to help my situation. I miss my dog that I had to surrender to a foundation to help find a place for him to go. It's not a shelter, it's a foundation, a foster situation for him. But I thought about that, the living situation he was in, what he's dealing with now is so much better for him. He's happier than what he was in the situation with me. No, it turned, my living situation turned to hell. It turned into a hell. I felt alone. I felt like no matter what I was going to do in the situation, there was no way I was going to be able to get myself up out of the hole I was in without help. I didn't feel like I was going to get that from treatment. I've been through treatment so much that what are they going to tell me that's going to be any different than what I know? Not much. No. I needed family. I needed my parents. I needed to take a break. I came down here to be around my mom and dad, to be able to talk about things and be able to figure out where my next step is. And while I was here, I realized that this is where I need to be. So me and my father, we took a trip up to St. Paul to grab the rest of my things. My landlord is not happy. He's not happy about the room and the way the room looked. Well, I'm an alcoholic, and so when you're an alcoholic, your room can get pretty disheveled, let's just say. I'm sorry that he had to deal with that he had to see it. I'm not sorry about leaving and coming down here and leaving that the way it was. I'm not. Especially the shithole that he has there. And the people living there. And the chaos that's there. It's a trap house, whether he wants to believe that or not, but that is a shithole to live in. And I really feel the house needs to just be shut down. Nothing but crime and domestic abuse and hardcore drugs and alcoholism and everything like that is going on there. And it wasn't that way when I first moved in, but that's the way it is now, and it wasn't doing anything to help me. So I really had to think about it. I was having suicidal thoughts. I was at the point where if I go to sleep and I die in my sleep, I'm happy with that. I got my mom and dad worried about me and everything like that. My mom doesn't like the way I'm talking. My mental health is getting worse. Since I've been down here, though, I'm actually doing better mental health-wise. I'm actually doing better with how my body feels and my mental health feels, physical health feels. Trying to find work down here now. It looks like I've got a couple jobs lined up to where I'll be able to get back to work and start making money again. It'll be nice to be able to come home to my mom and dad's house. I'm living with them now. They have the church here. We live within the church building, but next to the church, connected off of the church, there's a full room, dining room, kitchen, bathroom, everything I need. I have my own stove, microwave, burners on top to cook grilled cheese. I have everything I need, a refrigerator. I have everything I need. Better than what I had where I was at. So I had to take their offer. I never thought I'd be living back here again. I never thought they would let me back. But here I am, back. And I thank them. I love them for allowing me to come back and to get the help I need here. Is it weird living off, you know, in a room next to the church auditorium? Yeah, it's a little weird. I will say this as an atheist, though. I walked in and dealt with this, and I haven't caught on fire yet. That's good. That's good. Very good. And if my mom and dad, they live that way, they want to do that, that's on them. But they know I don't want to. The only rule they have is on Sundays, when church is going on, they want me up, moving around, up to the front of the building so they can have the church and the dining room and everything and the kitchen to them for fellowship dinners, just fellowship in general with the members, coffee, things like that. And I get that, so I go up to their place up at the back of the room, the building here, and watch YouTube and have coffee while they're having church. It's weird hearing my dad preach again, though. It's been a while since I've heard him. No, my life up in Minnesota, my life, I destroyed it. Yeah. I destroyed my life up there. It's just the way it is. I could admit it. I messed up. I messed up my housing situation. I messed up my jobs. I messed up my relationships. I messed up everything up there. Another another mess up for me. And I feel guilt. I feel guilty about all of it. I feel bad about everything that happened. I can't change it, though, can I? I can't change it. All I can do is try to become a better person. Try to learn from it and get better. Try to get myself back in the right mind, frame of mind, to realize that you're better than this, Del. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen in my life. But what I do know is I have a better fighting chance here with my parents than I do up there all alone with a bunch of drug addicts and alcoholics. I needed to get out. So I did. And I'll have people say that I'm running. I'll have people say that I'm irresponsible and that I ran away and left a bunch of stuff behind. I'm not going to sit there and deny it. I did. I did screw some of that up. But I got to do what I got to do to survive in this situation. If I would have stayed up there, I know in the next 6 months, I probably would have drank myself to death. And I don't want to die. So I did what I had to do. Whether you agree with it or not, I did what I had to do. So here I am, rising from the ashes, the phoenix, gradually putting my life back together to try to figure out what I need to do to get healthy and to heal myself. So there's going to be more episodes coming out. This is just I wanted to touch base with all of you and let you know that this podcast is still going. I'm still going to be doing more podcasts and more episodes, and it's going to get more and more back to the subject matter that I did before. I've been struggling with my welfare, with my mental health, physical health, that I haven't been able to do the episodes like I want. And I definitely didn't feel like in those situations it was fair to you for me to do podcasts when I was in the situation I was in. I'm ready to come back. I'm ready to do this right. I'm ready to get this up and running again. I'm ready to hear from you and try to help people who are going through what I go through, because, damn it, I have experience in this. And I can help people. I need to help myself first, which is what I did by doing what I did to be where I'm at right now. I needed to help myself, and I wasn't going to get it there. So I came to the spot where I can get the help. So yeah. That's a little update for you guys. It's not going to be a long episode tonight, because the next one I do here in the next few days is going to be subject matter on a few things dealing with recovery. Tonight was mainly just an update of the Rising Phoenix. Of me coming back, and I'm going to rise out of this, and I'm going to get better, and we're going to do this right. Okay? I'm safe. I'm alive. I'm in better spirits, in a good place. Be excited for what this channel is going to be bringing to you here in the next few weeks. All right. I love all of you. You know, you can find me, obviously, on all different types of platforms to listen to my podcast. I'm on all of them. You can even talk to Alexa and ask her to play me. Got the YouTube channel as well, The Recovery Atheist. And I look forward to the episodes that are going to be coming up, and I hope that you'll join me. All right. I love all of you. This is The Recovery Atheist signing off. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Recovery Atheist Podcast. It's now up to you. What will you do with what you've heard? How will you use it? I challenge you not to stay silent. Be heard. Be real. Be different.